Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. I'm Kurt Nix, founder of Nix Professional Restoration, where for over 30 years we've specialized in providing emergency services and reconstruction for any kind of water damage. Could be related to a pipe break, a toilet overflow, a roof leak. Also, we provide board-up services for fire damage and emergency cleanup. And then, of course, we do mold remediation as well. And today I have the pleasure of speaking with a longtime friend, Eddie Longshore, from Realty One Group. Good morning, Eddie. How are you today?
I'm fine, Kurt. Good morning to you as well.
Thank you. So tell us a little bit about your business, where you started, and how long you've been in business, and who you're with, and so forth.
Well, let's see. I am halfway through my 29th year in real estate, and I guess I'm a real comfort zone person. I spent the first 28 years at McIntosh Real Estate here in Riverside with a great office that's been around for many, many years, and decided in December a little over a year ago, to make a change with some new things that were being offered. Interviewed a bunch of offices around the area that I knew that were good, talked with Realty One, and was very, very happy with their program. One of the great things that Realty One does is distribute any listing information I have on homes to over 800 websites that deal with real estate. Great marketing for my home sellers. And made the switch to Realty One. It's been a wonderful first year with them. And I'm still enjoying the real estate business after all these years, which is a good thing.
So now I know you're based out of the Riverside area, and you no doubt know the Riverside market extremely well, being there for over 29 years. So the office that you're working out of, I understand, is in Corona, but you can pretty well plant yourself anywhere. Is that right?
If that's true. One of the great things about Realty One is they have offices all over the area. Our office in Corona, one in Riverside, San Bernardino, Rancho. As a Realty One agent, I have access to all of those offices if I need to meet clients. Great conference rooms with big screen TVs to sit and look at listings together, map out a search program for home buyers, which is a great way to look for a new home, to tie it into our multiple listing service so that as soon as a property is listed that meets the parameters that we've drawn up about the type of home my clients are looking for, they immediately get an email, as I do, saying, here's a brand new listing at 1234 Main Street, and we can hop on it quickly. A lot of the online services that people search online, they all draw their information from our multiple listing service, and it depends on how often they update their site as to when that information comes up. So we have it as soon as the home hits the market. So some great marketing tools.
So I understand that the real estate industry has really picked up over the last year or so. Is that correct?
It is. We've seen the last several years now of good, steady appreciation of home values. You can't maintain home values that we had in the early 2000s with home prices shooting up 10, 12, 15% a year. You can't sustain that kind of market. But over the last 3 years, we've had a good, strong, steady appreciation rate, which we can maintain, and we're seeing home values continue to appreciate a little bit every year.
That's great. Now, are you working, I know you work with individual home buyers. Do you work with investors as well?
I do work with investors. I work with home buyers. I work with people looking to purchase a home, either replace the home that they have, move up, or downsize, which often happens once the kids are gone. And I do work with investors as well.
And now, of course, you do listings as well as sell the home. So you're active,
right,
in searching out people that are looking to list their home. How does that process work?
Well, I had the opportunity to do that with your mom just a little over a year ago, it seems like. We got together, talked about what her plans were, drew up all the paperwork, did the searching for values for the homes around her home that had sold to establish the price point, worked up the volume of paperwork that's involved, pictures of the home, of course, everything went into the multiple listing service. And that's what you do in the initial stages. And then marketing with open houses, with the information on the internet, which most people start their search, of course, on the internet these days, and had a delightful experience with your family, your mom, in assisting her and selling her home. It was a fun time. She's a delightful lady.
Thank you, Eddie. And, you know, that's the main thing, is that when you list a home, you spent the time to do the research as opposed to just throwing it onto MLS and wait for someone else to find it and try and sell it. You were extremely active in the process, and not only listing it, but all of the homework that went along with it, and then actively working to sell the home with open houses and things like that. So
right.
I really appreciate that. Are there any tips that you might think of for consumers when they're looking for a realtor?
Yes, I would tell them, everybody in California knows half a dozen real estate agents.
Exactly.
And what you want to do is, if you have recommendations from friends who've recently bought or sold properties, do some research on the internet with local real estate agents. You can just, you know, you can find anything with Google these days. And if you are in social groups, your church group or a service club or something that you're in, talk with people who may have had experiences in selling their home or purchasing a new home to get recommendations, and talk with the two or three different realtors. See who you have interviews with that you feel comfortable with, that you feel like you can work with. It's a very personal relationship. I'm a person that deals with my clients individually every step of the process, and make sure that they're informed and know what the process is, what's involved. We walk together through the entire transaction.
Now, Eddie, I know that in a perfect world, the home is ready to sell. It's on the market and it goes. But a lot of times there are situations that come up that you might identify either water damage, a mold problem, or in the middle of trying to sell the home, a pipe breaks and floods the house. How are you able to assist your seller, your homeowners with respect to those kind of emergencies?
I had that situation occur about 4 years ago with a property that I had sold, a young family. They'd lived in the property about 4 years and had a water pipe break in the attic of their home.
Oh, wow.
Immediately, of course, called for assistance for a plumber to get the leak stopped, talked to their insurance company. Their insurance company sent out repair people, and they were taking down the ceiling of this home that was built in the 50s. And in the process, suddenly stopped and said, "We have a suspicion that looks like there may be some asbestos in this material that is coming down from the ceiling in your living room." So then the insurance company sent out the mold remediation organization and determined that, yes, there was asbestos in the drywall compound that was used in taping and mudding the drywall that
right.
was there. So everything came to a screeching halt. They sent out their remediation crew, of course, masked off everything in the house with plastic, brought in ventilators, moved the family out. The guys in the biohazard suits, you know, everything that you see
mm-hmm.
when you see things like that on the internet. And I went through the process with them, and the house was not for sale. We'd become friends in that. And they ultimately got everything taken care of. The remediation process is a long process with a lot of paperwork and a lot of work that has to be done. And about 2 years after that, they decided to sell the home. I had the privilege of working with them again and selling their home, helping them get into a new home. And, of course, with all the legal registration, we had to make sure that the new buyers were aware of the whole process, supply them with all the paperwork from the remediation process. You know, the adage that I use to my sellers is disclose, disclose, disclose everything you can disclose about your home so that there are no surprises for that buyer later on. And we got through the process, sold the house, and they're now in a new home. But it was a lengthy and a very interesting thing to go through.
Well, it's so important to do it correctly as well. And
exactly.
What people don't realize that the use of asbestos in joint compound and drywall and different building materials was outlawed in 1977, but builders continued to use the product way into the 80s.
Right.
We'll test or have the property tested as late as 1986, just to make sure that as we're approaching any kind of a remediation process, whether it be for mold or just mitigating water damage, so that we have to remove drywall, that we're doing it safely and responsibly. So important. And then in 1977, they also outlawed the use of lead in paint. So there's another hazard that remediation contractors need to be aware of. So those are areas that definitely we can help out as well. And I can see where, your knowledge and expertise was very instrumental in helping your families not only take care of the problem they had, but then have all enough documentation to resell their home when the time came. So that was great. Eddie, I'm wondering what is the best way for people to get a hold of you. Is it a website? Is it a phone number, an email address? How would you like to share that?
Sure. Any of those is great. I want them to realize that my parents spelled Eddie with a Y. So the way I spell Eddie in all of my information is Eddie with a Y, E-D-D-Y. Last name is Longshore, L-O-N-G-S-H-O-R-E. They're welcome to call me. My cell phone is glued to my hip. That phone number is 951-515-4125. My website is www.eddielongshore, again, Eddie with a Y, .com, eddielongshore.com. And email is great, simply Eddie, E-D-D-Y, at eddielongshore.com. And email comes through easily that way as well.
Well, it sounds like you're pretty much 24-7, just like us.
That's right. When the phone rings, you're out the door.
Yeah. Well, thank you, Eddie, for sharing with us today. It's extremely interesting and informative. I just wanted to get ready here to sign off. I'm Kurt Nix. I'm the founder of Nix Professional Restoration. For over 30 years, we've been specializing in emergency service and all the reconstruction from water damage, fire damage, any kind of mold remediation. We're restoring hope and rebuilding families. Kurt Nix, Nix Professional Restoration. Thank you, and make it a great day. Bye-bye.